1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 984. Sketch 40. Live from November 2013.
Commissioner, I'm here. Where's the crime?
There isn't one, Batman.
What? But you shone the Batlight into the sky.
Yes, we did. About 4 hours ago. The Joker's crime spree is long finished now.
Oh, sorry. I just saw it. You see, I was indoors, in my mansion, in my normal house, in the pub.
Batman, can I speak frankly?
Of course, Commissioner.
I've always found this silhouette-based communication method a little flawed. We shine a vast light into the sky. You come and help us. It has a certain epic gravitas, granted, but stop me if I'm wrong, it only works if you happen to be looking at the sky.
Good point, Commissioner. From now on, I shall make sure I look at the sky every 10 minutes, day or night. That's some great work. I'll be sure to recommend you to the mayor.
That's most kind, Batman. But there is this one other problem.
What's that?
Well, since we installed that giant light, a staggering 94% of crime in Gotham City now takes place during the day. You see the difficulty.
Good Lord, Commissioner! Those criminal masterminds are more cunning than we thought.
Well, that is the thing about masterminds, isn't it? They are quite bright. As is midday, Batman. I think we're going to have to find another method of contacting you.
Okay. Okay, I've got it. You tell this specially trained hive of bees where the crime is, and they come and tell me about it through the medium of dance. Problem solved, yeah?
Did you say bees?
All right, sensing a little bit of friction on that one. I've got another killer idea. You tap out a message in Morse code, and some specially trained police woodpeckers, dressed as bats, distribute the message at strategically placed points across the city.
It's an intriguing plan, Batman. But my problem is, can woodpeckers be trained?
Ah, maybe not. Curses foiled at every turn. Well, okay, how about this? How about you put a series of bat-shaped tickets into specially selected bars of chocolate, and then if I buy one of those...
Batman, I was wondering whether this might not work better.
What's that?
It's a mobile phone.
I see.
Yes, I was thinking that we could phone you on this phone, and then you could come and help us.
Yeah, okay, I guess that could work, Commissioner, but it's not really,
Yes, Batman?
See, the problem with the mobile phone, Commissioner, handy though it is that it's not exactly... Well, it's just not shaped like a bat.
Is that a problem?
I'd like to say no, I really would, but when push comes to shove, I do like things to be shaped like bats, and this just isn't. It's all smooth and cuboid. No hint of a dark wingspan or suggestion of glinting eyes.
No, that's because it's a phone. I don't see why everything has to be bat-shaped.
Oh, excuse me, sorry. Which one of us is Batman? You see, last time I checked, it was me. I'm Batman. I'm the masked vigilante, saving the city one tiny misdemeanor at a time. I'm the one pounding the streets looking for minor criminals. I'm the one ignoring the socio-political causes of crime night after night. And the way I see it, if I want bat shapes, I get bat shapes.
I suppose you want it leathery as well.
Yeah, I do actually. You see, that would be much better because the texture... Well, I just like leathery things. That's not weird!
No, no. No, of course not, Batman. That's absolutely fine. We'll make it leathery and we'll give it a lightly bat-like profile. Happy now?
Well, there's just this one last teensy problem. It doesn't rhyme.
With what?
Bat.
Bat?
Well, yes, bat rhymes with bat. Mm. But phone doesn't. See, let me explain, Commissioner. On my belt here, I don't have a boomerang. I have a bat-a-rang. I use a bat-copter to battle crime. Do you follow me?
They don't rhyme either, I'm afraid, Batman.
They rhyme more than phone. I'm going nowhere. Bat, phone. I'm fucked.
Okay, all right. How about we call it a Batbury?
Ooh!
There you go, a Batbury with a leathery effect casing. Does that fit the bill?
I like it, but you've got to make the ringtone really, really loud so everyone can hear it for like miles and miles, and the ringtone just be like, Bat! 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 And everyone will look around and go, is that Batman? And I'll be going, hey, it's my Batbury. Better get bat busy and... shit, and everybody be dead impressed, and I'll be looking cool, and the phone will just be totally like, BAT!
I suppose that's feasible.
Yes! Fan-batty-tastic! Commissioner, this will bat usher in a bat new bat era of bat crime, bat fighting, and super bat mega bat brilliance. Yeah! Pow! Blast! Bat! Batty bat bat!
Fine, so...
BAT!
So, until next time, Batman.
Are you off?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Commissioner. Come out for a drink. A quick drinky-poo. Swift half of Batwiser. A wee bat of the bat that bat you.
Yeah. Sorry, Batman. I think I'm going to have to pass. I just don't normally drink on a weeknight. Just looking after the old body, you know.
Trouble with you, Commissioner. Is you're totally self-obsessed. I'm off to get battered. Bat!
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.